We are in Austin, Texas today, and so why not do an Austin edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions?
Travis kind of took my picture, but nobody smiled.
There's a little bit of everything in Texas. Just look around and you will see.
A-U-S-T-I-N. Can you guess what makes me grin? It's Austin, Texas, USA.
Taylor Wallace is a DJ for KUTX here in Austin, where she also produces the Song of the Day and the station's flagship show, Eclectico's. Taylor, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you, Jeremy. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. And you play a lot of music from all over on KUTX. But today you brought us some of your favorite Austin bands to see live. What are you looking for in a good live show?
In a good live show, energy, number one. And I mean, if you don't have good stage presence, that's not a fun time. Also, just audience engagement. One really cool thing about the Austin music scene, everybody's in so many bands. So when you go see a show, you're always going to see your friends, or you're seeing all these great musicians kind of rearranged into different groups.
Would you say there are more bands or food trucks in the city of Austin?
I think there are definitely more bands.
Okay.
Absolutely. I mean, it's hard to come across somebody in Austin and they're not a musician. Even if they're not actively in a band, they're trying to be, or they're in about a dozen of them.
Okay, well, let's get to one of the bands that you brought us. This is Go Fever with Nobody's Business.
This guy.
What do you like about this one?
Every song that AC Minaro writes always has a razor tongue to it to some degree. And this one is about going from being somebody's everything to being nobody's anything. It's about, you know, being divorced and everything like that. And it puts you in a very vulnerable place, but she's still, like, taking the power back. And it's like, even though I could be down and out, like, I'm going to do this and I'm going to make it through, and I'm not letting anybody take my power away. And so everything she writes is really empowering, and that song epitomizes it.
And Go Fever is a band from Austin, but its singer is from Australia.
Yeah. She actually moved. She was here in Austin and then fell in love with one of the members of her band, actually, who's in, of course, his own band that's popular around town. Yeah, and they fell in love, and she fell in love with the States and decided to stay here. It's really great. We got her.
All right, next you have brought us Magic Rockers of Texas. This is their song, Where Have You Been?
Where have you been? I guess that's a stupid question to ask. You been with him? Goes down smooth like a tonic mix with gin. You been with him?
And who are the Magic Rockers of Texas?
So the Magic Rockers of Texas, that lead singer, his name is Jim Campo, and this is the perfect example of the communal idea of Austin, because Jim Campo recently joined Go Fever as their keyboardist, but he's the guitarist and vocalist of Magic Rockers. It's totally his project. They're a group of guys, and all four of these guys play in several bands. Jim himself, I really genuinely think, is in about a dozen bands. I don't know when he sleeps or feeds himself.
And by the way, according to Bandcamp, you can buy a digital copy of their latest album, or you can buy a cassette tape.
People have tape collections here. It's crazy. They have tape collections, and they're buying cassette players. It's I'm a little behind, I guess, in that regard.
Well, but I wonder if you gave a cassette tape to, like, a 14-year-old, would they know what it was? and what to do with it.
That's also a good question. Well, you know, everybody in Austin seems to have cool parents. So I think if you gave an Austin kid a cassette tape, they'd probably know, but they'd also be like, why isn't this a record?
Okay, well, the next one you brought us is Gold Rush. It's by the group Capiac. Kind of a disco sound to this one, different than the others.
Oh, absolutely. I purposely placed this way, taking a big sonic turn here.
Yeah.
Good disco kind of dance pop. It's awesome. And these guys travel in entourage. I mean, there's like six or seven of them. And if you want to talk about showmanship, these guys, I mean, clearly like it's a dance party wherever they're at. But I mean, they dress ostentatiously, and I mean that in a very, very good way.
And you're saying ostentatiously, not ostentatiously.
It could be. I mean that as a little wordplay there for you.
Double entendre there, right.
Indeed. And they've got this really cool persona about them, too. It's not just music. I mean, they go the whole nine yards. They are artists, and their newest album, they've all taken on different personas and different names. And when they released that new album with Gold Rush on it, I got to host that Studio 1A session, and of course, like, immediately turned our live studio into a dance party.
Do you have a disco ball in Studio 1A?
No, we don't. We don't have a disco ball.
Okay, we have time for one more. This is the song Trick Everybody. It's by Big Bill.
I pick up my trash when people are looking. I go across the street when people are coming. I leave my house, go for a drive, but nobody knows. I'm not really alive. Gonna trick everybody into thinking I'm a somebody. Gonna trick everybody into thinking I'm a somebody. Gonna trick everybody into thinking I'm a somebody. Gonna trick everybody.
Didn't see that coming.
I know.
Tell us about this one.
Big Bill is a study in not taking yourself too seriously, or seriously at all. So Big Bill, you've got two brothers, Eric and Cody Braden, and they also have Alan Lauer and Alex Riegelman. And it's always fun to watch Eric perform because he doesn't stay in one place. No corner of the stage is will go untouched by his feet or some part of his body, whether he's thrown himself on the ground or what. So, like Magic Rockers of Texas, almost everybody in that crowd is singing along to every song. I mean, they are a cult favorite in the Austin scene, for sure.
Well, and you've brought us a wide variety of songs today. Is there any kind of music that you wouldn't expect to find in Austin?
No, I can't really think of anything, and I mean, even world music is abound in Austin as well. I mean, you can really find anything. The hip-hop scene here is growing, and I mean, Afro-punk is alive and well here as well, Latin funk and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it was the toughest thing about making this list was making sure it was sonically very representative of Austin, and I don't quite know if there's a way to do that, just to justify that, but I think we've done it here. At least as far as our rock and dance pants go.
Okay, well, before we check out the live music venues of Austin, can you just give me one food recommendation?
Tyson's Tacos.
Tyson's Tacos.
Tyson's
Done.
Tacos.
Taylor Wallace, DJ with KUTX here in Austin, Texas. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.